I need someone. If one of you three girls would be willing to help me open this box. Whoever's... Okay, she's... I'm sorry. All right, so we're going to open this box. Take the lid off, please. And would you take out what's inside? Would you show it to everybody and tell them what that is, if you know? It's an animal. It's an animal with four legs that lives in the desert. It's a camel. I'll take that. Good job. Well, hold on. There's one more. It's kind of tiny. Would you take him out, please? Whoops. Try it again. All right. Kind of hard to see. What do you think that is?
A sheep.
A sheep. Thank you. Thanks very much for your help. I'll take the lid if you want to. Thank you. And I'm going to take this sheep up here and the camel. Hashmakatu. Hashmakatu, the name slipped out of the wind as it changed directions and sailed over the dunes of sand. Hashmakatu, Hashmakatu. But Hashmakatu, the old camel, was asleep in the desert night. He dreamt of water. He dreamt of oasis, of pools and wells, of desert springs and enormous camel-sized canteens. And he dreamt of a hump large enough to hold oceans of water. But the voices of the desert night wind were not interested in Hashmakatu's dreams. Hashmakatu, Hashmakatu, you have been chosen. Great things depend on you. Your strength and courage are needed this very night. Hashmakatu, oh, for crying out loud, you blasted camel, would you wake up? Hashmakatu peeled back one eyelid from his slumber.
Why? Why should I wake up?
You've been chosen to make the journey to Bethlehem. In that city, something beautiful and wondrous awaits. You will carry the gifts.
Why me? What have I done to upset anyone?
There's a great need. The wise men, they have gifts to offer a newborn child.
Child? Wise men, is this some kind of joke?
It is no joke. The wise men need your help.
Oh, yeah? If these guys are so wise, don't they know about my joints, my gout, my sciatica? I've got carpal tunnel that would make an elephant cry. What kind of gifts are we talking about? How much do they weigh?
The wind shifted uneasily back and forth. Hashmakatu felt a shiver run down his hump. He had lived in the desert for nearly 40 years. Never had wind talked to him like this before.
I don't know, see. I would. Really, I would. Except I have so many other commitments. There's a water drinking competition in Rangal I've been training for. And then I promised I would make an appearance at the cud-chewing convention in Beamish.
A sudden torrent of wind cut off his voice. Sheets of sand flew high in the air. It whistled round and round, almost forcing Hashmakatu to stand upright or be blown away. For an instant, he was lifted so high his hooves could not even touch the ground. Such an experience was very unnerving. Hashmakatu felt it unsafe to continue in his defiance.
When do I start?
Today, the voice returned. With that, the sand voices disappeared, and it was morning.
Good morning, and welcome to the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry, and it is my deepest pleasure to serve this warm and loving congregation. And I wanted to let you know that each and every one of you is so welcome here this morning in this holiday season. And you're welcome. If your heart is so full of Christmas excitement and cheer, and if it is not. And you are welcome whether this is your very first visit here or you've been coming here for 50 years.
It was still early as the servants of the wise men began placing their precious gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold onto Hashmakatu's back. Nearby, a small herd of sheep noticed what was happening and came over to watch. They had heard the stories from the shepherds about the wise men who had come to town. Was this the camel who could carry the gifts of thanks and praise? From out of the crowd, a sheep, the smallest among them, was nudged forward from the crowd. "Go on, ask him," was heard above the shuffling of hooves.
Mr. Camel, sir? Excuse me, Mr. Camel. Mr. Camel, sir, we heard you were the camel chosen to carry the gifts of Bethlehem.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the lucky one.
You must be the wisest and strongest of all the camels.
Ashmakatu suddenly felt his chest puff out and his head raise up into the air.
On account of your being so old.
Ashmakatu's head dropped back down again.
I am very special, and I'm not so old. I can still carry as much as 10 horses.
Inside, Ashmakatu felt a little weak and unsure, but he tried mightily to hide it. He didn't want the lamb to think he was just an ordinary, old, worn-out camel.
That is why I have been chosen to carry the gifts of the Magi.
My name is Humbug. Bah, Humbug. Can I come with you, Mr. Camel, sir? I won't be any bother. I'd really like to say that I walked with a camel that carried the gifts of the Magi.
Ashmakatu had no use of a lamb. A lamb could not help him carry anything. But something about the little lamb was appealing. Her innocence was refreshing. And if they really did make it all the way to Bethlehem, it would be nice to have someone else along who could describe his accomplishments to others.
Humbug, I am an old camel. And I am too old to start being nice now. And I can't imagine what it is that makes you want to go. But if you promise not to be any trouble...
Ashmakatu stopped and shot Humbug a stern camel look before continuing.
You may walk beside me if you wish.
And that is how the long journey began. Ashmakatu and Humbug walked from morning till noon across the desert sand. It was hot. The old camel felt a little weary. His joints ached and his hump was killing him. But he seemed to be holding up. The little lamb, on the other hand, started to stagger a little.
Hey, kid. You okay?
Who, me? Never better. Maybe a little thirsty.
Ashmakatu raised an eyebrow, knowing there was no water with them. He had worried this idea of a sidekick might turn bad. Camels are used to going without water. But lambs? He suggested they stop for a minute. It was then Ashmakatu and Humbug spied a pack of wild goats coming toward them from the adjacent mountains. The goats walked right up to the old camel and inquired, "Are you Ashmakatu the camel?"
"I am Ashmakatu. What is it that you want?"
They said, "We have heard you are carrying the gifts of the Magi."
"Yeah? So?"
They continued, "Please take this milk we have collected. It is only a humble offering, but it is the very best we could do. It is our gift to the child."
"You want me to carry milk? I am not a milk-bearing camel. I am not like you."
With that, Humbug, feeling a little more lively by now, stood up and spoke.
"That's right. He is not like you. He is the strongest camel who ever lived. Why, he's as strong as 10 horses. He could carry 100 times more milk than you have brought."
"Humbug, no need to be bragging."
Then Ashmakatu sighed, felt the aching of his joints, saw the swelling from his gout, winced at the pain from his sciatica.
"This journey will ruin me. Give me your gift. I will carry it to Bethlehem for you."
Delighted, the goats left, and Ashmakatu continued on with Humbug. At 1 o'clock, they caught up with a family of 3 millers. Each of them carried a large sack of grain.
"Look, Mr. Camel, suppose they're going to Bethlehem like us? Hey, you guys, over here. Over here. Here's the strongest camel who ever lived. He is going to Bethlehem. He can carry your grain for you.
The millers all rejoiced in their good fortune and began piling the sacks of grain onto Hashmakatu's back.
For a little gal, you sure have a big mouth.
Did you say something, Mr. Camel, sir?
I said that your enthusiasm for my strength is quite inspiring.
As the two animals continued through the desert, word spread about the strength of the camel carrying all the gifts to Bethlehem. People began to gather from all the neighboring towns and villages to meet Hashmakatu and Humbug as they made their way. At 2 o'clock, several women gave Hashmakatu a bundle of their finest silks. At 3 o'clock, an old man in fine clothes gave him 2 rare birds in silver cages. At 4 o'clock, a group of bakers gave him baskets of their finest sweetmeats and pastries. At 5 o'clock, some merchants gave him pillars of oak that were carried all the way from Lebanon. By 6 o'clock, a long line had formed of people bringing their gifts to the old camel. There were jars full of honey and baskets of money. There were jewels and beads and large rolls of leather. And on top of all, there were 20 gallons of wine. They loaded and they tied. They fastened and they secured. It was an enormous load. One could scarcely see any camel behind the mountain of gifts he carried.
I don't think I will make it. I can carry no more. My legs are getting weaker. My gout, my sciatica, my joints. This journey will be my ruin.
But even as the old camel moaned to himself, Humbug beamed with amazement and pride with each gift that was mounted on the old camel's back.
You are indeed the strongest camel who ever lived. I knew you could do it. Others may have doubted you, but I knew you could do it.
And as Hashmakatu gazed into the young lamb's eyes, he felt a strength that belied everything his old body was telling him. He looked out toward the desert and the miles he had to go. He took a deep breath and he stepped forward toward the horizon.
At times we have all found ourselves facing something that was too large to manage or bear, a load that was crushing. Maybe it was figuring out how to read or do long division or making friends in a new place. Maybe it's doing all the shopping and cooking and cleaning and wrapping and traveling for the holidays. But maybe the load is even heavier. Illness, loss of someone dear to you, loss of routines, loss of mental clarity, of movement, loss of freedom, loss of assumptions about how life would turn out. We've all been asked to carry unexpected heavy loads. But occasionally we find there in the deepest part of our despair a voice, a person, some reminder that we really were more than we thought we were. There was more to us than we had ever known. Maybe we can do what we had thought was impossible to do. Maybe we are stronger, braver, nicer, more patient, more resourceful than even we ourselves knew. In these moments that we discover something new in us and a new, fuller understanding of ourselves is born.
One step at a time, Hashmakatu and Humbug began the slow march to Bethlehem. The next few hours of the journey were arduous and painful, but the old camel made his way silently, careful not to stop for fear that he would not begin again. Humbug walked beside, although she frequently fell behind from thirst and fatigue. She tried as best she could to keep up. Hashmakatu as well often found himself taking slower, smaller steps. But the compromise pace seemed more the work of compassion rather than exhaustion. As the sun sank over the edge of the desert, a lonely silhouette of a figure traced over the sand toward the travelers.
Excuse me, I have heard of a camel, the strongest camel in the world, who would be passing this way.
No! You've got the wrong camel. I am merely helping my cousin move a few meager belongings to her new condominium. I am not the one you heard about. But I hope you find the camel you're looking for. Well, be seeing ya.
Humbug took the moment to cough a rather raspy, indignant cough. Hashmakatu looked down at his feet for a moment, feeling a little ashamed at his fib. But he also felt the weight of the load on his back. His joints ached, his sciatica was flaring up, and his gout was killing him.
I have heard that Hashmakatu is his name.
Look, I am Hashmakatu, but I can't help you. I can't carry any more gifts. I have more than I can bear already. Please understand.
I am only a poor shepherd. I have no possessions myself. But on the hillside I have a good place to sleep that brings me great comfort. It is a gentle place to rest my head, and my flock can gather round me. Together we are warm and we have hope. We have heard a child is born, alone, in a city not far from here. I wanted the child to know there is hope and warmth and comfort in this world. I wanted to offer a gift.
I knew it! Another gift. Well, that's just great.
It is a straw from my bed, in hopes that he, too, may rest his head in comfort.
I cannot carry bales of hay. I already have too much.
It's only one piece of straw. Please.
Another cough came from Humbug. Hashmakatu looked into the small shepherd's eyes.
Okay, but that's the last straw. You will break my back with any more gifts. Place it behind my ear. I will give it to the child.
Hashmakatu lowered his head, and the shepherd placed the slender piece of straw in the folds of his ear. Hashmakatu raised up again, feeling like he was now carrying twice the load he was a few minutes ago. He strained and groaned as he stood, and as he was about to continue on his way...
Excuse me, Mr. Camel.
What is it? I told you that was the last straw.
Your lamb has fallen. I think she is ill.
Hashmakatu turned and saw Humbug lying on her side.
Humbug!
She needs attention. It would be best for her to go to Bethlehem, where there are shepherds more knowledgeable than I. But it doesn't look like she can walk anymore.
I will carry her. You cannot fight against my will, little lamb. Have you not figured out by this time that I am the strongest camel in the world?
You don't.
Nonsense! Climb on my neck. I will get you to Bethlehem.
The shepherd helped Humbug climb onto the gift-laden camel. It took every ounce of strength left in the old camel's body to stand again. He ached, and his cries filled the desert night as he struggled to take his first step. His joints burned with pain. His back felt as though it would shatter with every movement. Nevertheless, for the first time since his journey began, Hashmakatu had no doubts about where he was going or what he must do. The night was as black as ink when they started toward Bethlehem. Hashmakatu had to squint to see anything. In between his glimpses into the horizon, he would put his head down so as to focus every muscle, every nerve, and every ounce of energy into taking the next step. several more hours pass this way.
Ashwakatu.
Yes, my friend?
You didn't need to take me with you. I would have been alone.
Maybe, maybe not. But I needed to take you just the same.
Why is that?
Because I could, I guess. And because, I don't know, I just needed to.
There were a few moments of silence.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
What?
As if by instinct, Ashwakatu raised his head. There in the sky, just above the horizon, was the brightest star he had ever seen. It was nearly blinding to look at. It sparkled and gleamed and brought light to the whole sky. Just below the star stood the small town of Bethlehem. So directly in its line, one could have sworn the star itself were charting the course.
Oh, my.
Yes. Oh, my.
Ashwakatu did not know from where his strength was coming. But at that point, he no longer doubted their arrival. It was simply a matter of time. Indeed, the whole journey had just been a matter of time. Hadn't he waited his whole life for something this worthy to take him somewhere so important? Across the last few dunes, the old camel could scarcely summon enough water from his hump to scrape together one more swallow. But old Ashwakatu could think about was time. So much time. Time he had wasted sitting around in the desert, waiting, watching his life pass him by. Never even considering this journey, the one he was on, the kind of journey with the power to change his life. These were his thoughts as he walked into the small town, and his eyes collected the water his throat could not find. In his weariness, he felt the strength his youth had never known. He felt redemption approaching with each step. The star continued to make everything nearly as bright as day. Ashwakatu saw people and animals gathered in the hay outside a small inn. As he walked toward them, the people with animals stared at amazement at the enormous load of gifts he had carried. Such a load had never been carried by any beast. Exhausted, he knelt before a woman and her child. And as everyone began unpacking the gifts the old camel had brought, Ashwakatu placed his weary head next to the baby and breathed a sigh of relief. Ashwakatu's eyes closed even before his chin came to rest in the soft pile of hay next to the child. A hand reached out and patted his forehead. It was the small hand of a child. Thank you, Ashwakatu, for bringing this piece of straw. It was the last one I needed to sleep in comfort and peace. Ashwakatu opened his eyes. There in the straw, just in front of his mother's lap, lay the child. The child, in a familiar way, cast a knowing glance back at Ashwakatu. That face, was it not the same face of the shepherd he had met on the way? The one who gave him the straw? It must be. He was almost certain. Just as certain as he had recognized the face of the lamb lying beside them. A few feet away, next to the mother and child, lay Humbug, asleep.
We made it, my friend. Now the shepherds will care for you, and you will be well.
How is it that you talk to this little lamb as if you knew her? Asked the old donkey, standing to the side.
Well, this is Humbug. She is my friend. I carried her through the desert when she fell ill and could no longer walk.
I think your journey has made you a little more weary than you realize, the donkey replied. You walked in alone last night, and this lamb was born here, in this very stable, yesterday afternoon. With her first step, she wandered over to the child and fell asleep next to him in the hay.
But that cannot be.
It was then that the little lamb opened her eyes. Without any words being spoken, the old camel heard again the voice which had guided him to the manger. Almost in the very same breath, in the very same voice, Hashmakatu heard the child speak those very same words. It was for you, not for me. And with a rustling of the hay, the desert wind kicked up another familiar voice. It was for you, not for me. At that moment, one of the wise men came over to the old camel with a large basin which he filled with water and pushed in front of Hashmakatu. For you, my friend, you earned it. Hashmakatu bowed his head and drank. The story is that although Hashmakatu was already an old camel before he made the journey, he lived an unbelievably long time afterwards. There are some who say he never died, but instead continues to live on in the dark night of the soul, befriending people who must make difficult journeys. Some say he continues to carry those who are lost or unsure toward the Christmas they long to see. If at some point this season you feel lost and don't know what to do, perhaps he will find you and take you where you need to go. If you find yourself acting with uncommon spirit and kindness this season, perhaps he already has. Blessings to all of us on our journeys together.